When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I can't go out. I'm sick.
Boo, you whore.
Hello, party people, and welcome back to another episode of Outgoing Without Going Out.
We are all here today, Gabby, Lexi, and...
Mama Fuller.
Yeah.
Party people, is that what you do?
What? If you guys can't, you can't see her. She's raising the roof on the hotel sofa bed. That we're sitting on right now.
We are currently in a hotel in the middle of nowhere, Fort Lauderdale. I don't really even know where we were. I had to take, like, random roads that I've never even been on to get here. But we got a hotel because we got all of the Sunset Social orders in our hands today for the first time after getting all, like, pressed and everything from our manufacturer. So we wanted, like, a ton of room. Laid everything out. Packaged up all of our orders. We're shipping them off in the morning. So by the time you guys hear this episode, if you made purchases, they will officially be in the mail and on their way to you.
Yeah, it was quite the process. It was our first time doing it, but we were pretty efficient, I feel, so...
Yeah, I think we could probably figure out a better system next time, just because we were, like, kind of just figuring out as we go of, like, what jobs should be doing who and, like, how many at the same time can we be doing and whatnot, but we got it done in a timely fashion. Like, we did pretty good.
It went a lot faster. I had everything done pre-girls coming. So that was good, and then, yes, we moved. And once three of us got there, we tried to do too many jobs, but we got it done. It's done.
Mom had everything organized as far as, like, the orders, who ordered what, everything like that on a sheet ready to go. And then Mom and I, like, laid everything out, got everything. Gab helped with packaging and...
cutting the shipping labels, getting morale ready.
And then... Gabby kept the vibes going. Gabby was responsible for the vibes, not the stickers. She left those at home, but the vibes.
No one... Mom reminded me to pack a pillow so she could illegally switch it out with the hotel pillow so I can get a new pillow, which I did not need to bring. And an outfit to take pictures with the waterfall in the lobby. Now, let me tell you.
It's in the atrium.
It's the atrium. It's not Niagara Falls. It is giving, like... like, waterfall and fountain is kind of a stretch. It's... water flowing down a rock a little bit.
A fake rock.
So no pictures.
Pretty,
but it's
no
a nice
pictures.
Hotel.
Yeah, it's what, but like we're literally in the middle of nowhere. Also, it looks like this hotel would be like in Orlando.
It is the same one as they have in Orlando. I've stayed in this hotel in Orlando.
But why here?
I don't know.
We're like not really near the airport. We're not near like the stadium.
I don't know.
We're not near the beach.
I don't know, but it was cheap with my points, so
I mean,
here
yeah,
we are.
I'm not complaining.
We are literally... oh, it's the executive airport that we're near. I'm like,
yeah,
we're
no.
next to an airport.
Yes, not the real one. It
oh.
took me about 20 minutes to get here
got
last
it.
Night.
Anyways, yeah, so we were packaging the orders. We've got all that figured out, and then we just ran to Walmart because Mom needed Cheerios because she has... heartburn coming from
no,
below
listen.
And phlegm coming from above.
Oh, gosh.
And a demon in her throat that is choking her.
Dragon.
No,
she
demon
did say
choking
it was a dragon.
You, the dragon breath is coming out.
This is her describing her symptoms to me as I'm
Maybe
trying
I'm
to help her.
Maybe I'm reading too much Iron Flame and...
Fourth Wing.
Fourth Wing.
Maybe, but...
she literally said, like, don't you ever feel like a dragon and, like, fire is coming
said,
out of your
Michelle,
throat.
That's called heartburn and acid
yes,
reflux.
Yes, it is. I know, but it's from my...
we don't
most
know where it's from.
Trip.
It's from
we'll
somewhere.
We'll get
that.
Into that. But... and then we just got Longhorn for dinner, and now we're here. We are podcasting, and why don't we... start, well, we're going to talk about a lot of pop culture things that have come up that we all need to chat about. But first, let's recap our weeks. Who would like to go first?
Oh, I can.
Okay.
I'm always last, so
you
now
go
I
first.
Can go first. I'll start back at what? I have been on 3 trips in a row and a little exhausted.
Yeah, you pulled a Gabby Fuller with that one.
So I went to, yeah, it's rough. I drove to Indy. For majors.
Which we'll talk about that all in my...
in yours?
Recap, yeah.
Okay. So I drove to Indy for majors, and I left that Saturday morning, and I actually... the first hour of the drive was the only kind of snowy, but not that bad, and the rest was clear sailing. So that was fine. I got home Saturday, left Sunday for Cleveland because we went to Mexico for the week.
Was your flight delayed on the way there? Or no? I feel like it was.
I feel like no. I know. I don't believe it was.
Oh, okay.
There.
Did you get to Cleveland the night before? You flew out early in the morning?
So, yeah, we got to Cleveland actually super early. Everybody pushed it up. So we were in Cleveland before 4 o'clock because they wanted to be seated before the football game. So we went at 4 o'clock. We went to some brewery, had some dinner, and watched the game. Then went back to the hotel. Had to get in bed early because we had to get up early for a flight. Made it to Mexico.
There are a few things worse than, like, a 5 a.m. flight. Like, truly.
See, but, like, I'd rather just get there.
This wasn't really a 5 a.m. It was kind of 8, but internationally you have to be there a little earlier than our normal. Mm-hmm. So I think we actually left the hotel at 6:30 a.m. was the Uber.
And you went to Playa del Carmen?
Riviera Maya.
Oh.
But Playa del Carmen is right.
We checked your location.
We walked to Playa, so that must have been the day. Or that.
Is that where you normally go? Or is that your first time going there? Because I was like, is she in Cancun? Where even is she? So I looked.
So we fly into Cancun, but then it's in exactly a 55-minute ride. So when you get to Cancun, normally, like, you learn from your mistakes. Way back when your dad and I went, we would go to Cancun, and we took a bus. Well, they load all these people on the bus, and you stop at almost every resort, and it takes about 2-3 hours to get to your resort. It's awful. But, so we had private transportation. So we took our private transportation. There were 6 of us, and we took our private transportation. It took us 55 minutes to get to the hotel. So once you get to close to, like, actually right after you go to Playa, it's like a gated community where our resort is. And it's Riu Riviera Maya Palace, and it's probably the best. I love it. We were there in 2019, and then they did renovations, and we thought we'd try a new one, but I kind of don't like the unfamiliar. So we said, well, we haven't been there since the renovation, so we'll try it again. And it was still awesome. Even better than before. And when we went in 2019, they had a lot of seaweed. And you couldn't even go on the beach.
You mean 2019?
2019.
Oh, okay.
No, 19AB. Well, I'm like, BC, I don't know. Where are you going?
It sounded like you said when we were 19, we went.
Oh, no.
Like,
we went in 2019, Paul and I. So now we went, and the waters, did you see my pictures? Are like three different colors.
Let me see.
The waters are three different colors. Nice. Yeah, the water was beautiful.
That's what I was gonna say. The amount of people you were constantly surrounded by.
It was like such a random time. I'm surprised. It was really packed.
Oh.
What do you mean?
A lot of people. Oh my gosh, everywhere there's so many people.
Well,
see,
there's three different pools.
We're all three of us are very different kind of vacationers. Mom and Paul love
like the parties.
A bar with a bunch of people and like unlimited drinks and like sure. Gabby likes a 5-star resort with fancy dinners,
activities, some ping pong,
spas,
some cornhole.
And like Sean and I are the type where we like to just do our own thing. Like if we're gonna, we like to, like our dream trip is like getting in a car and driving around Europe, or sitting like in a private, like tiny pool.
Sean, he talks to everybody.
Yes, but that's why I don't like to be around people because then Sean will talk to
everybody.
Well, I
want to take you here because I think it would be fun. So they have three different pools. They have the two longer. One was really hot. That's where we did AquaFit in the mornings.
Oh, you did water aerobics. Because
they have activities. Yeah, they have
LeBlanc had like
Joe. J-O-E. Joe is my favorite guy. That's how he said it. No, that's how he said J. You remember J-O-E is Joe. And I am your AquaFit guy, and give me a good recommendation.
They have at
LeBlanc.
They have
a skinny little
like,
Mexican guy, and he is awesome.
Like Peloton bikes in some of the pools. Like they have like workout water classes there.
Oh, our workout room wasn't
doing that at
the
all,
best. But
interesting. I just want to go somewhere where I have all you can eat. The sound of that is just like music to my ears.
Oh, it's wonderful. You wake up and we go to workout, and then we go to breakfast, and. You can eat.
Is it
what
a buffet?
What I like about Mexico
though, or is it like menus?
Well, It's a buffet, but it's, like, unbelievable. Mm. I mean, they have dinner on the buffet. You could eat... If you wanted ribs for breakfast, you'd get them for breakfast.
Ours only had buffet for breakfast.
So maybe breakfast is always a buffet. And you can get them to make you an omelet. You can make breakfast tacos. You can make everything. But what I love about it is that I kind of do eat healthy because I don't eat carbs pretty much the whole time I'm there. Because I can get...
Carbs
as many
healthy.
Eggs whites as I want.
Right, but instead of eating like a bagel, you can get like a nice, good, like...
Right, so I ate fruit,
for you.
Egg white scramble, of course, with tuna and pico almost every day and
Ew.
Some blue cheese for breakfast.
Oh my God, that sounds
horrible.
They have
cheeses. They have like a charcuterie board, a bread board. They have dessert. They have just everything for every meal. And then lunch is kind of by the pool, but you eat breakfast so late and you eat so much. Lunch is just... I just had like a tuna steak or ahi tuna or some sushi.
Not what I thought you were going to say. When I think of lunch by the pool, give me some chicken tendies.
Okay, so they have a little thing right there that has, not chicken tenders, the Mexican chicken tenders, I'm not so sure. But they have hot dogs, hamburgers, nachos, and that stuff right by the pool. French fries. You can put chili sauce on them and cheese and all that. They have all that right next to the pool. But then they have the pool bar, and that's kind of where we hung out.
Did you do nice dinners?
So the dinners
like,
you go to
up?
The yes for the dinners you dress up, and they still have the buffet if you want dinner. Now when we were there in 2019, we went to the steakhouse for dinner when they had and I had filet and lobster tail, and then I went to the buffet and they had lobster tail on the buffet and I had three more lobster tail.
This is like when she told us she was gonna have Cheerios for dinner and she had a steak, mashed potatoes, and two bowls of Cheerios.
Oh, two cups. Anyway. This time they didn't have lobster tail. They kind of took a lobster tail and cut it in half. But we did get filet and lobster at the steakhouse. So they have a steakhouse, a Japanese, a Crystal Fusion, which they say is French, but an Italian.
These are all different restaurants?
Yes, on the property. And then still the buffet, and you can get room service at any time, which...
That sounds like my cup of tea. I don't want to dress up. Let's just get room service.
The room service menu was awful.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we ordered that the one night. The night the guys had way too much fun and it was pouring down rain. So I got nachos. They were cold. And I got a chicken
nachos.
Caesar.
Yeah,
well,
who eats nachos?
You didn't have much choice. That's what I said. Their room service menu is kind of... And they also have a 24/7 lounge. And that has like sandwiches, chicken tenders, beer, alcohol. That's everywhere. Like in your room, you have it stocked. And you can call and just ask for whatever you want. And then all day you're just
interesting
drinking. But the beach this
that
time was
sound fun
beautiful. Like the colors, it looks so Caribbean. It was beautiful. But the last time we were there was full of seaweed. But this time they said the seaweed went towards Florida. And that's true because the last time I was in Miami, the beach was full of seaweed.
Really? The last time we went, whenever it was, I guess it was December. It was gorgeous, though. When were you guys here?
I don't remember when it was.
December. After Christmas.
Yeah, but that's not when it was yucky. It was before then. Maybe summer. All right, so I spent a week in Mexico and then flew here.
Now she told you every detail about her open lobster tail, everything.
Oh, and I went Thursday night. I wanted more lobster tail, and they didn't want to eat at the steakhouse. And they're like, you can't get it to go. So I went up to the guy, and he said, please, it's my last night. And he said, not supposed to do this, but he went and got me two lobster
tails. Why? If it's all you can eat, you can go to what they want to do to sit down and eat your lobster tail?
Yeah. But he snuck me out two.
Did you guys have a butler there?
Two. No, it wasn't as fancy as your place. No butler. I mean, you can, whatever you need, you could call, but no.
I've never had anything.
A butler at his.
Never had a butler, never had all you can eat, never. Nobody brings me anywhere.
I need to do that.
Well, the all you can drink would be a waste on me. Like, I don't. I've gone this entire month without a sip of alcohol.
It doesn't
like,
have to be
drink.
Alcohol. Like,
really.
Is it a
coffee?
Yeah, I guess.
Shirley Temple?
I guess. I'm just saying, like, I feel like that's why people go to those resorts is to drink all day. Like, you know?
Correct.
Yeah, see, I don't want to do that. I want to read.
On a cruise, if you do a cruise.
I want to read in a beach chair and have nobody bother me. And that did not look like that.
You could have done that at the other pool, but it's too hot.
I love that. Okay, how was your week? Gabby?
I feel like it's been at least 3 weeks, but it's literally been a week. So we're in majors. I did almost miss my flight, which has like literally never happened to me. I scheduled an Uber the night before, left with like plenty of time. I had
the slowest Uber driver ever. Well, the reason why, I don't know if he's always slow or very early on into our drive, his gas light came on. And I live like probably 20 miles, maybe a little bit under that, to the airport. But he was definitely probably like getting close. So I don't know if that's why he was going slow, because he didn't want to like exhaust his gas because he barely had any left. But there was like decent morning traffic. But then every time traffic in the lane would open up, he would just continue to go slow and like stop the flow of traffic. So it was terrible. Then as my flight's boarding, I'm like, can you like try to go around some of these cars? Like, my flight's boarding right now. His response was no English. Like, you could tell I was in, regardless of what language you spoke, you could tell I was panicking in my voice. And he did not try to communicate, did not try to translate anything, like, just did not care. So I was like, cool. Like, I, luckily, like, the other coach was in on the flight, and I called, and I was like, I don't know if what you could do. Can you ask the people, like, when they close the doors, can you tell them to wait for me, like, whatever. Like, he was already on the plane, and I wasn't even to the airport yet. So luckily I got there. I ran up to TSA pre-check. There was a decently long line. So I told the lady, I'm like, I never do this. Like, I my flight's you literally about to leave. Up? I had to. Like, I legitimately would have missed the flight if I waited in line.
I always do that. You need to.
So I was like, is there anything you could do? She was like, yes, go in this line. Just go to the front. So I did. Luckily, I went through that. And then there was like, you know, once you get through your ID check and people just don't know how security operates and like they take forever, the lines are long. Again, I was like, I am never this person. Like, I'm so sorry, but my flight's about to leave. Like, is there anyone that I can go in front of? And this one lady turned behind and she goes, my flight's boarding too. And I was like, okay, sassy pants. And then the other line was like, yes, go. Like, come on. So luckily I got through. Thank goodness the gate was right next to security, because that never happens in the American terminal of Miami, because it goes from like
that airport is my least favorite airport, I think, in the country.
Okay, not it's that much, but circle. I don't love it at all.
If you get to one spot and you have to walk all
no,
the
it's
way
not
around.
It's like not a circle, it's like a hallway. It's, like it's a it literally goes like D1
yes, that's what I mean,
to
like,
D60 like
and it's it's
so
under construction.
Luckily that gate was right next to security, so I was like running to the gate. I go to scan my ticket and the guy's like, hey, how are you? Like, so calm. I'm like breathing heavy. I'm like, good. And I made it. And he's like, oh, like you would have been fine. Like, it's fine. We're still waiting on one more person or a few more people. So he was like not concerned at all as I'm like panicking, but made it on the flight. All was well. And then our connecting flight was super fast. So then we had to like run through the airport to make that one too. But then I made it to Indy at perfect time. Mom picked us up from the airport. Indy, well, so like Majors is a completely different competition. I'm not going to get into really the details of it. I made two different videos about it. So if you want to go into more detail, go to my YouTube channel. But it's an invite-only competition. It's one day and it happens on a Friday. So we fly in on a Thursday. They have like a banquet at Thursday night that everyone gets dressed up for. They try to make it special. I feel like they didn't even have food for the girls this year, which was kind
of
unfortunate.
Because
the girls were starving.
Is it usually like a dinner?
Talking.
Well, okay, so when I went as an athlete, there was no food at all. Like, you sat in a chair, not even in a ballroom. You sat in a chair, like, where the competition is.
And listen
they,
to
like,
that guy.
Like, a guy presented, and then you took pictures and went home. Like, it was honestly, they've done it up at least a little bit since then, but last year they had food, so I'm confused. They had, like, a dessert bar, and that was it. I think they had, like, cookies and brownies.
This
and,
time was just
yeah.
a dessert bar.
So the girls were starving.
Dessert bar, and then the parents
the moms,
them.
Like, ordered us food after, yeah.
Pizza, because they thought they were eating there.
But they did a whole presentation, and then the coaches go in their own little, like, coaches' social room.
They did feed up the coaches.
Yeah. Yeah, mom got, we had, like, an extra coaches pass, so mom got to come around
coach.
With us, which is honestly the best when she does that, because she is just, we always, like, needs, like, a runner. And obviously, like, the three of us are also focused
yeah,
on the team.
Yeah, none of them want to run or
so
can.
She is just the best at, like, doing everything that we need. So it always works out. But, so the banquet was Thursday night. Then Friday morning, we had a practice round, which honestly was kind of pointless this year because they were on the well I thought they were on the world score sheet. They said they were on the world score
oh.
sheet. They
have
still say
anything?
It's the world score sheet. Well, then we had a call with judges who looked at the score sheet and said this is literally not the world score sheet. This is the varsity score sheet just out of the world's amount of points. So they made up their entire own score sheet.
Okay, is that what happened?
Well, yes, but we were basically told to throw the whole score sheet out the window because it was not accurately scored at all. But anyway, so Friday morning was a practice round. They normally score you on difficulty, but because it's the world score sheet, they didn't, which doesn't really make sense because you could, it's comparative, so you could still kind of rank everyone. I don't know. I guess they just didn't want to. I mean, I know last year because we were one of them, well, we spoke very nicely, but we saw other coaches last year, like,
kind of like raising their voices, screaming at AccuScore because scoring was not done correctly, I guess, last year. So I don't know if that's what they were just trying to avoid this year and like not have coaches know at all.
Just pulled it out of the air.
I guess. So we have the practice round.
These are all bid competitions, no?
No.
Majors isn't.
Okay, well, anyways, the other ones, like, everything should be using the same score sheet. I don't understand why people can just make up their own.
Well, it's basically either varsity or worlds.
But
every competition...
Why would you go to a varsity competition if you were planning on going to worlds?
Well, that's you all have there to. Is. There's no other competitions. They're all
they tried this year to make a, like...
But varsity competitions don't give bids.
Yes, they do.
Yes.
So what the heck? Why would they not use the world score sheet if they're giving bids to worlds? That's what I'm saying.
It's just always been like that. They tried this year to... Everyone used the world score sheet for world teams, but it's hard because it's more opinionated. Like, you would need, like, super qualified judges everywhere.
So then how about worlds uses varsities? Call it a day.
No.
Oh, my God.
Because USASF runs that. It's just a whole politics bunch of politics.
And stupid.
Correct. It's very odd.
I feel like at least I don't love the varsity score sheet because, like, all the skills are kind of capped at the same score. But I will say it's easier to get accurate scoring on a varsity score sheet than it is a world score sheet. So I feel like it's, like, if some of these not super high qualified judges that are at some of the, like, varsity competitions try to use the world score sheet, which, to be honest, I think happened at majors, I don't think it would end well. So I'm kind of glad it is the way it is currently until we have more transparency with judging and everything. But anyway, practice round went very well. The girls looked great. Everyone kept saying they looked great. And then we luckily had, like, a lot of time in between to just relax, get ready. I had to get super dressed up.
I took 3 trips to the mall. And then when I was leaving, I found out it was across the street from our hotel.
And she didn't have
if
to go
I
would have
just walked outside instead of walking 3 miles there and 3 miles back through the venue.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
I took a nap. I ate some food. And then I got ready. Everyone loved my outfit. I got so many compliments on it, which made me really happy. Because going into the weekend, I was like... I didn't love it for some reason. In my apartment lighting in the mirror, it did not look good.
Wait,
but
you
even
the
Justin,
most
like,
part.
Kept saying it looked amazing, so I was excited to wear it, but something was throwing me off. What was the most exciting part?
The most important part is that you guys FaceTimed me while you were getting ready. I was making dinner.
Oh, yes, great. That was important. Anyway.
So at majors, the coaches walk across the stage before the athletes come out. So, like, we all get fancy. I had to wear heels, although the only time I wore the boots, the heels, the whole night was walking across the stage.
And then I carried them.
It was not worth it. I went in my socks.
Which, let's go to that. So then they come out and walk across the stage. And while they're going around to where they need to be, that's when every other team got their team video up on the screen. That would be every other team but LJ.
And I get technical difficulties happen. I get it. But to not, one, apologize.
Right.
Like,
say, I'm sorry, we're having technical difficulties. We'll get back to this later or anything. Nope. We just started calling the team out.
And then all night, there's plenty of time. Like, they're filling it with just random videos, random people coming out and speaking. Then you could have been like, we want to, like, this is the only video that didn't play all night. Like, we want to make it up. We want to make sure these girls see the video.
Yes,
like, it's a big deal.
Yes, see that because if it's their last year, yep, nope.
Didn't play it all night. Didn't say anything about it. Did not play it all night. And it's just like, I don't, like, some of
the
girls.
And they went out.
No, I don't think that had anything to do with it. They didn't even know difference. But I just don't think it was handled well. Granted, like, the next day they ended up posting it on social media, so that at least it was seen. But there was plenty of time during the night that it could have been played. But unfortunately, the performance didn't go as we expected. Or that we, like, hope for, but then, so the way majors works is you only get deductions after the routine, which is, like, kind of normal for every competition, but normally you get your own score, and then they just blast the winner on the screen, and then you're supposed to get your scores after that, but you know what's funny? Cheer Updates got the scores before the coaches did and blasted them on Twitter before coaches even had access to the scores. How did that happen? Obviously, someone within majors did that on purpose before coaches even had access to scores, which I think is
crazy. And then they
were
wrong. The first ones he posted were even wrong. So it was even... Oh.
It was the actual competition that posted it?
It goes through two updates.
But how did
but
they know that...
The coaches did not have it. So the only people that had the scores were the competition. Oh, 100%.
They had to leak it.
Yeah. Which most competitions do. Like, most competitions work with cheer updates to get that out there. But the fact that that was the priority before coaches had it is...
Yeah, usually coaches get it
first. Honestly, like, not okay.
Should.
But yeah, I did not agree with scoring across the board in all divisions. Like,
yeah, not even just yours.
No, not mainly like some other divisions made me more mad than ours even. Like, yeah, but whatever, it happens. The girls had a fun time. It's always a fun, like, prestigious moment to be included in majors. So that was nice at least. And then luckily it's a short weekend because, like I said, we only compete Friday. So flew back Saturday, had the whole day Sunday to just chill at home, which was so nice because normally, like, competition weekends are obviously just draining. And then going right into, like, a Monday week is just exhausting. Like, Monday is basically, like, you just got to throw it away because you're just recovering from the weekend. So getting to have a Sunday to just relax, like, we watched football all day. It was so nice because then I could actually start my Monday off, like, getting the week ready. But I have been in my football zone. I love – this is my favorite time of the year because there's only, like – so many teams to keep up with.
Kevin only watches football during playoffs.
I only watch Bills games and then, like, every game during playoffs because it's just so fun. Like, all the games are entertaining. They're all great teams. And I can actually, like, keep up with the teams because there's not many. So I've been really watching football, really enjoying that. And then we've been really good about our productive routines in the morning. We've been up every day going to – we've been loving kettlebell workouts. That's what we've been doing.
You've been working out.
Yeah, both of us. And I love it because we can do the same workout and just use different weight. Although our apartment gym doesn't have too much of a range, so he's going to end up ordering probably more kettlebells. But we've both been loving the workouts and just being productive. We've successfully ate at home every meal this week until the weekend. And, yeah, HelloFresh has been great. With our routine and everything, we've really been sticking to it. And I feel like we're both loving it, so I feel like we will continue to stick to it instead of – like, it doesn't feel like I'm forcing it to happen. It feels just, like, naturally we're enjoying it. Other than that, I finished Fourth Wing. And I started Iron Flame, but, like, I just started Iron Flame, so I'm not far into it at all, but.
I am on chapter 21 or something, I think, of Iron Flame. I'll have to go look, but yeah, somewhere in there.
I'm, like, literally on chapter 4 or something.
It didn't take you as long as you thought to finish it.
No, I mean, I knew that was going to be the case, because that's how I always am with. I mean, like, I was the same with Hunger Games and everything. I just, my very probably unpopular opinion that no one's going to agree with. Did I say this last week or did I only say this to you?
No, I think you said it.
I wish I would have waited until.
She's a movie before book.
Oh, yeah. I've heard you say that.
Because I want to be able to picture. I mean, now that I looked up, like you told me, like, all the AI generated stuff. So at least I can, like, kind of picture something in my brain more. Because, like, I don't remember every little descriptional detail of these characters to be able to, like, picture someone. But I feel like I have such a visual mind that, like,
once you get into reading more, your brain will just start to do that.
But it does do that, and then I can't picture the characters, and that's where it's bothering me.
But why can't you? Like,
I don't know, because I like to know who specifically. Like, is it Jennifer Lawrence as Katniss? Is it,
but
like,
movies often cast characters incorrectly, in my opinion. So yeah. I would rather read the book and think about what I'm thinking and then see the movie versus letting someone else decide for me. You know what I mean? At that point, you might as well just watch the movie.
I don't know. That's why, as I said, it's going to be unpopular opinion, but I feel like I wish I would have, like, had the first one come out and then read all the books, but obviously we're too far in now, so I'm enjoying it. We're reading it. The only other thing I did is I got invited to go to this, like, super bougie, honestly, it looked like we were in the Hamptons. It's a paddle club in Miami, like, right opposite of the cruise port, so, like, on the water, super bougie. And with Pretty Little Thing, I went to go play paddle. We had, like, a trainer that looked like the perfect mix of High School Musical, probably maybe, like, High School Musical 2, mixed Troy Bolton and Coach Bolton together. That's what the trainer looked like. He said I was really good and I should come to their clinics, which, honestly, I had so much fun. I think it's a mix of, like...
What is paddleball?
Like, it's pickleball? Like pickleball, but with a paddle. So they say it's easier. There's a wall, yeah.
It's what Chuck Bass plays. In Gossip Girl.
Yeah, it's very bougie. Like, you could just tell everyone that was there, like, I feel like it's basically the same kind of vibe as pickleball, though, but I did enjoy it, so I'm definitely down to go back. I had a lot of fun, but
nice.
I, yeah, enjoyed that. That was pretty much it, and now I'm here. So, Lexi?
Okay, great. I have, like, nothing to share, because I have nothing exciting in my life that I do, but back feels better. Which is great. However, I'm having skin problems now where I'm having, like, hives and my face is super dry and, like, breaking out. I don't know what's going on with me. And it was a long work week. I'm feeling kind of run down, honestly. But
the weather hasn't been great.
The weather's been dreary. I just,
been watching the Bills game and what else?
Yeah. Back in my Call of Duty era, Sean bought another controller and I'm back playing video games.
Against him?
We play with each other, and then I play by myself when he's at work or he's gone. The Ninja Creamy, honestly, that should have been my favorite this week, is the Ninja Creamy. We bought the Ninja Creamy, and we've been making our own homemade ice cream every single day. Yes. We each have a pint. I need to order more pints.
Is it healthy? What do you put in it?
Yeah, so I literally just freeze milk, chocolate milk for mine, and then I've been doing a scoop of peanut butter if I did that, or I chopped up a bunch of strawberries and did chocolate-covered strawberry ice cream.
Oh, how did that one turn out? You were making that when I called one night.
So it was good. What's the problem is the chocolate peanut butter one is just so good.
You do anything with bananas?
No, I haven't done any bananas yet. Sean's made, he got these like healthy graham crackers, and he did a s'mores bun one time. He did a caramel peanut butter one once. I don't know what else, but it's just, yeah, it's so good. You literally just freeze the base, which for me has been chocolate milk. For Sean, he did a muscle milk this time, so it was like a protein shake that you freeze, and then it turns it into ice cream, and then you add in your mix-ins, so whatever you want. And it's just so good. And I love that it's homemade. And he eats his whole pint in one sitting. I usually do half and half. Because you have to wait, like, overnight for it to freeze. So once you finish it, you got to, like, fill it back up and put it back in the freezer and then make it. But if we get more pints, then we don't have to worry about waiting. But
right.
I don't know. I don't mind it because then it allows me to, like, try different ones.
Interesting.
But I would recommend it. Especially if you're like us and you eat ice cream, like, on a very, very regular basis. One, it's a lot cheaper because you're making it yourself. And two, it's healthier. Like, you can way add healthier.
Protein. It could be some of your protein.
You can add protein. You can add literally whatever you want. So that's been really good. I gave my first 1-star book review on a book on Goodreads. It was a book I listened to on audiobook. And you know what? It's the same. I've read two of her other books. The Perfect Marriage was one. You read that one. And One of Us is Dead. And they were both incredible. And so I cannot believe how bad this book was. I read You Shouldn't Have Come Here. Well, I listened to it on audiobook. And it was so bad. Like, it was like they were trying to make it be a romance book. So, like, I'm not kidding you. 9/10 of the book was this cringy romance story. This girl goes and stays at an Airbnb in Wyoming. The Airbnb host is this, like, country guy. They both become, like, obsessed with each other. The people in the town are kind of odd. She finds out he has some secrets. And then, well, I don't want to spoil it. But the last, I'm not kidding you, 10 minutes of the audiobook, which is maybe, like, 3 chapters of a regular book, is just, like, all of this stuff happens. And it's, like, then becomes, like, a thriller in the last, like, 3 chapters, and then it's over. I'm like, what the heck did I just read? And it was predictable. It was no bueno. So I would not recommend that one. But now I'm listening to The Subtle Art of Not Giving a Bleep. And so far, it's really good. It's really funny. It's a, like a self-improvement book. It's not like a fiction book. But I'm reading The Patient's Secret, and that is very good so far. So it's like someone finds a dead body, and then each chapter is told from a wife in the town, a husband in the town, one of the kids, the detective. Like, each chapter is told from a different person, and they try to figure out, like, what actually happened. But it's really good so far. So that's been what I've been doing. So that's pretty much it. What's everyone's favorite this week?
Mom is fully falling asleep.
She can talk about her favorite since it gave her heartburn.
Oh.
My favorite is...
Okay.
Okay, you can go.
Oh, were you going? You were...
No, go ahead.
Oh. My favorite is Trisha Paytas.
What?
Trisha Paytas, the most random favorite.
This?
It's a woman. It's someone's name.
She is such a character.
Who is she?
Is so confusing to me.
She was just on Call Her Daddy.
She used to date Jason from the Vlog Squad.
So funny. Like, she is just a full-blown character. Like, she is a character in a movie in her everyday life.
Yes, like she truly doesn't care what people think. Like, she is just a wacko.
I don't think I know who this is.
She said from, like, years ago that she was always naming her kid Malibu Barbie and Elvis, regardless of gender.
and she's having a girl!
She had a girl. Her first girl is Malibu Barbie, and she's having another girl, and she is naming her girl Elvis. And she is sticking with it. And, like, I just followed her on TikTok. She, like, did you see the TikTok I sent you of her?
I don't think so.
She said, I think I might name my third child Noodle, and she's just singing a song about noodles.
Like
she
it's so weird.
Is
I don't
just
get it.
Hilarious. Like, you're not following her for any type of, like, informative, educational, not you.
She got famous for mukbangs, no?
She got famous a long time ago. She was, like, on the Serious Addiction or whatever that show was for being addicted to tanning. My Strange Addiction. Yes, there you go, that. I don't know her origin story. She just, like, always knew that she was meant to be famous and she was going to find a way. And she has used every route possible. And she is just hilarious.
I've never, like, heard of her, but I'll have to look into that.
In, like, I don't even know how, like, the words outrageous. To describe her. Yeah,
she is outrageous.
Like, just, like...
But it makes me wonder if, like, deep down, like, that's who she is. Or if she's almost doing it like Paris Hilton did. Like, that was her persona.
No, I think this is her, like... Truly, I mean, really
everybody
do.
Thought it was Paris Hilton until it came out that she talked in a normal voice off camera. And she's actually, like, kind of smart.
Yeah, but I don't know. It's just, I've been on a Trisha Paytas kick.
Love that.
I'll have to find that out. Mine this week in Mexico was tajin.
Yes.
Everyone did you put in it on the normal world? So it's like a
seasoning.
Is.
No. I put it on the rim of every drink that I had.
Why you can't breathe right now.
Well, it's not that spicy, but it's just got, when you have a mango, a frozen mango drink.
Well, so that's what I was saying. People normally put it on outside, just fully on mango.
Ooh,
or watermelon.
I didn't think of that. Yeah. I mean, just the combination was phenomenal. So that was my favorite this week. It probably gave me lots of heartburn, but I'm not sure if it was the mango, the papaya, or the tajin. But anyway. Or the lots of pico and stuff. But, yeah, tajin. I got to get some.
Okay. My favorite, I really should have done the Ninja Creamy, but I'm also loving the show The Traitors on Peacock. I'm watching season one, though. I'm not watching the season that's currently on. And it, if you haven't seen it, I believe it originated, I'm, like, almost positive, it originated as a British show. But now, of course, we're trying to do it. And these people go and stay in a castle in Scotland. They have missions to do. There's three people that are traitors, which is, like, I don't know if you've ever played the game Mafia or Hitler. There's a whole bunch of different, like, versions of it. But it's, like, three bad people that secretly kill the good people and you have to figure out who the bad people are. But then they vote each other out and it's just, like, drama. And half the people are celebrities. So there's some old contestants from Survivor, Big Brother. There's some Bravo people. There's Bachelor people on it.
So half celebrities, half just random normal people.
Yes. And it's just drama. Like, people, you just, but anytime you put just a group of people in a house and film them, like, they just, people are wild. So I've been watching that. And now that we've talked for almost 40 minutes, I guess we'll very quickly go through our pop culture.
I was just going to say, since you're just talking about it kind of now.
Yeah, we'll pop into our podcast pop culture wrap up really quick, which we don't have a ton of stuff. But number one is Vanderpump Rules is coming back.
January 30th.
Which, is that next week? No. We have 2 weeks. January 30th, it is coming back.
What do you think of the trailer?
Well, I was going to say, what do we predict is happening this season?
I don't know. It was a lot of drama. I mean, I know it's always drama.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's the whole show. What do you want them to show, though? In the trailer, of course, they're going to show the most dramatic
I'm still
moment.
Standing behind the fact that I'm irritated that Raquel isn't coming back. Because I feel like now... Like, the whole thing last season was Scandoval, right? And now it's like, oh, we're filming and everyone's fine. Like,
and
we've all moved on so quickly.
From
and
what,
like,
I've seen is, like, Sandoval is gonna, like, some people are giving him a redemption arc. And then it's like, I'm sure because he has the opportunity, he's gonna probably try to blame all of it on Raquel.
And like, she's not there. And I just am like, and I will say, I know the end shows Lala saying, like, I've never seen someone just get cheated on and suddenly they become God because it is kind of wild how insane. Right. Because if you
and
watch
the whole nation,
I have been watching that show since season one. And if you go back, like, Ariana is very unlikable for a lot of seasons. And I think as bad as this is a horrible thing. And Sandoval is 100% in the blame. Like, Ariana is not to blame, but do I think it needed to be, like...
I mean, they all cheated on each other, with each other.
No, but I think my problem is it's just, like, she didn't do, like... She didn't really do anything remarkable. I mean, granted, she didn't go back to him, and, like, that's cool. Where a lot of other people went back after the cheating happened in that show. But it's just, like... She moved on so quickly that it's almost just, like... What? Like, all of that, and, like... What? You're still hanging out with him now? Like, y'all are in the same circle and, like...
Yeah, they're not going to live together still, right?
Yeah, well, they do for a while at first,
I think. Well, because he said that he wanted to buy her out. And she's like, you're not gonna cheat on me and then force me to move out of my house. Like,
and she wants the pets and... Because he just... Yeah.
So it was just messy, but... I did listen to Kata Maloney was on the Vile Files podcast kind of talking about the trailer. And he's really good about interviewing and, like, obviously knowing that they can't say yes or no. But, like... getting as much out of them as they can, and they just kept saying, especially with the Lala thing, like, obviously not everything is as it seems.
Oh,
like,
no, they're very good at twisting things and putting them into a trailer, 100%. But I'm excited that Joe is going to be on it, Schwartz's girl, mm-hmm. kind of girl that used to be Kristen's roommate and everyone says is a wacko. I'm excited that Allie's still around, James and Allie.
I hope James, his one-liners and just, like, the way he acted at the reunion is just... So, it's so mature, but so funny. But
that's
funny.
How he was when so he first came on the show, too.
I like, watched it all.
Yeah, I know, but remember when he stood up and he was like, Pumptini! Like, he's just nuts.
I hope we just get more of that. I hope it's not so divided, though. Like, I don't want it to seem like, oh, here's the boy scene, and now here's the girl scene, especially and here's this. And
so
like,
boring.
Yeah, that's right. What I'm saying. Like, I don't
no
want it
to
be...
No one cares about the boys in their bar.
I don't want
no
it to look
cares.
Forced to just, like,
yeah.
have everyone film kind of thing, so... I know Sheena's gonna go right back to Tom Sandoval and just
after being so dramatic. Ugh,
yeah,
God.
And just be friends and
gosh, see, these are the seasons I wish Stassi was here to tell everyone.
I know
she so was, badly. And then so the Valley spinoff preview came out and that kind of
looks so
dumb.
Stupid.
But people are like, I'm not watching this if Stassi and Bo aren't on it, and Stassi says she won't ever go back to reality TV. So.
They do a podcast. You ever listen to it?
Yeah,
it comes up on my TikTok sometimes.
Yeah, I've listened to Stassi's podcast. But yeah, she's grown out of it. So anyways, that's our Bravo update. I've been watching Southern Charm, but these two don't watch it. So that just wrapped up. And then Summer House starts soon. And that whole drama between Carl and Lindsay breaking up and yeah, they don't watch that either. So let me know if any of you watch that and then we can talk about it. Next on the list is the pop stars and the NFL men. So Hailee Steinfeld and Josh Allen and Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce. I put this in there because I have a hot take. I don't think many people will agree with me, but... So Hailee Steinfeld and Josh Allen have been obviously spotted on vacation together, on dates together. But during football season, they're kind of like keeping it on the down low. Josh is focusing on the Bills. Hailee will come to a game, but... She's doing her own thing with the Golden Globes, and that, to me, is so much more authentic than this show that Travis and Taylor are putting on.
But I don't think
they're
putting
not
it
doing
on.
It. They
just
NFL
are,
though.
They're just
like,
going
no,
they're to the
not.
Game. It's the
Taylor standing up at her concert and saying, Karma is the guy on the Chiefs, and Travis going to her things, and them running. Well, like, they are
I guess, but they
talking about it
on
his podcast. I am standing by the fact that I feel like he is using her for clout. Maybe he likes her now. But I am sorry.
No.
It's just too much for me.
I think she just goes to the game.
Right.
To
like
watch
she,
her boyfriend play football.
But come
I think
on,
that
like,
she's just genuinely for once in a relationship where someone is acknowledging that she is Taylor
and I,
Swift and on that level.
I hope
is,
for her sake it's true. I am not a fan of him. I think that's my problem. I really don't like him.
It.
I don't
Why?
Like him at all. Like pre-Taylor, if you watch him, he's... I'm not a fan of him. But I don't know. And I also like watching the interviews of like his mom talking about her. If Sean's mom talked about me the way that woman talked about Taylor when they first started dating, I am so sorry. It's one thing to just be like, you know, they're new. She can just say like, oh, they're new. I don't want to talk about it. She was like, she's okay.
Well,
bye.
She was definitely media trained to like say that. Like
then whoever media trained her should be fired. It was horrible to watch.
And do we even know if Josh is dating...
Well, okay, so I have a timeline up of everything.
Wait, before we switch to Josh and Hailee, you know, Travis got paid more for his Pfizer commercial than he gets paid in the NFL. That's what I'm saying.
I'm sure.
I think he's using this as his, like...
You sound like a hater.
I'm just... Okay, you sound like a hater to books when you say you want to watch the movie first.
No,
it's
but
just
I'm
my
saying,
unpopular
like,
opinion.
But,
I'm just saying it sounds like... It seems like he's kind of using her as a springboard to his post-football career. That's my opinion.
Okay. A lot of people feel that way. I don't.
Well, anyway, so I have a timeline up of Josh Allen and Hailee Steinfeld because honestly, I was like, I don't really know, like, I hear they're together, but I don't know anything about them. So, May 25th, 2023, Hailee Steinfeld and Josh Allen enjoy a night out together in New York City.
That's the first, like, paparazzi photo that's spotted
yes.
of them.
May 27th, so 2 days later, they step out for another date in New York City. May 29th, a source confirms that they're in a relationship, I guess. Like, they're a cute couple. What? It's new, but they're having fun. So that was May of last year already. Again, later on in May, they go on a sushi date. His arm is completely around her. They're with another couple. So, like, they're not secretive. Like, they're going out and about.
Yes, but that was pre-football season. Since football season has started, they've been...
Yeah, but I can't believe we haven't seen more.
Well, she's busy. She's not, like, they're not... that's what I'm saying. They're not as showy and they're not as serious, I don't think, that she's going to every single game. Like, she goes to the games sometimes, but she also, like, went to the Golden Globes and someone asked her in her interview about Josh and she kind of was just like... We're not going to talk about that right now, but let's just say, like, there's a reason that people like athletes, and, like, kind of that was that. Because people think they're secretly getting engaged soon.
What? So, yeah. October 2nd, Hailee Steinfeld was seen shopping with Josh Allen's mom in New York.
Mm-hmm. They went on vacation together, too, at some point.
October 12th, they attended a hockey game together. January 7th is when Hailee evades the questions about Josh Allen at the Golden Globes. She just replied real good when someone asked... It started walking away before she turned around and called out wrong number, though. They held up a Bills jersey and they had the wrong number of Bills jersey. At another point on the carpet, Steinfeld seemingly denied rumors that she and Allen were engaged, again not commenting on the relationship with a reporter.
Well, it was so stupid. The reporter was like, oh, are you wearing that ring? First of all, it was on the wrong hand. And second of all, it was like a deer ring that like went with her outfit. Like, it was so dumb.
So someone said, what is it about a sportsy man? And she said, listen, what isn't it about? Come on now. And that's the latest update.
Yeah, they went on vacation together and were, like, canoodling. But, yeah. They're just...
So then also speaking about...
Josh is already a head case. He does not need to be distracted in any way, shape, or form.
Speaking of NFL men. Simone Biles and her husband. Well, okay, there. I have two more stories of NFL men. But Simone Biles and her husband, who just think before you speak, one. Especially when you're, like, at that level, you're probably doing interviews pretty often.
Who interviews him? Let's be honest.
I mean, like, even, I don't know, don't, like, players in general after
like
games?
Like, the main three players.
Like, I don't know, just, you think he would be better media trained. Just, and Simone Biles is sitting in the same room, and they, like, anyway, if you don't know what we're talking about, Simone Biles' husband, who shall not be named, was
because nobody knows his name.
Yeah, literally. Did an interview basically saying that, like, they're only together because Simone, like, chased him. He wasn't even going to message her. He didn't know anything about her. He never heard of her. He didn't follow gymnastics. He's the catch in the relationship. Like, fully said this, not verbatim like that, but, like, basically, like, he sounded really, like, just douchey in the interview. Like, kind of almost putting her down instead of, like, being
it was
like,
oh, I didn't want to date her. Like, she came at me, and Simone was like, well, we matched, so you already had liked me at that point when I
messaged,
liked, yes.
Right. So, just very odd, and just, like, literally saying he's the catch in the relationship, and he's never followed gymnastics, and then if people, of
don't
course,
worry.
People...
The internet humbled him real
right,
quick.
Pull up his literal tweets from, granted, it's the Olympics before Simone, but, like, fully tweeting about Gabby Douglas. So the Olympics before, you are invested enough in the gymnastics where you're tweeting about the specific girls in the sport, you're going to hear about Simone Biles the next Olympics. Like, you don't even have to, like, I'm sure my grandfather who lives on a farm and has never watched gymnastics in his life probably knows the name Simone Biles. No, like,
correct.
You just know.
Lives on a farm.
Like, you're not convincing me that you don't know who Simone Biles is. So that just irked me. Like, just, and regardless of things, if he isn't that kind of person, just, Simone,
no, it was cringe.
Like, how do you want to let that interview come out? Like, Simone sat there and listened to that the entire time. And the one guy in the interview, like, was giving kind of like a stank face and was like, really, you're saying this right now? Like,
well,
you're married to Simone Biles. Like, yeah, odd. Anyway, that. And then the other one is Kyle... How do you pronounce his last name again?
Oh, well, while you're looking that up, I was going to say Braxton and Alex are so funny and cute. And I just can't believe how much time they have during football season to do what they want to do. I don't know.
Well, because they live, like, literally
no,
right
there. No. Like, he went to her family's in Jersey. Like, I get it was a holiday,
yeah.
But, like... And, like, Travis going to Taylor's concerts. Like, I thought when they were in football season, they could not leave...
Well, he played the Jets, like, in that area.
I understand that. I'm just saying, like, I'm surprised they're allowed to, like, travel around during football season. I don't know. I guess I just didn't think that they were allowed to do anything.
I think there's a lot of weeks they can't, but, like, certain times, either if it's a bye week or, I don't know, if it's, like, not necessarily an important game or something. I don't know. But, yeah, they obviously, like, living, I'm sure he probably has to live, like, I wonder where the Dolphins players live in Miami, actually. Probably, like, the Coral Gables area, honestly. But, yeah, obviously them. And then Kyle Juszczyk, is that how? I literally looked it up on YouTube how to pronounce it. But his wife that made Taylor Swift and Brittany Mahomes the jackets, and she just made Taylor Lautner a custom jacket, and she, like, makes the coolest custom, like, fashion pieces, like, specifically for the NFL, because obviously she's married to an NFL player. He plays for the 49ers, but they had a bye week the first round of playoffs because they were, like, the number one seed. He spent his entire bye week on Twitter. Any post that had to do with the jacket that she made, he is hyping her up under every single post, saying, like, made by Kristen, made by Christmas. Oh, my wife made this.
Made by Christmas.
Made by Kristen. Like, I thought it was the sweetest thing ever. And then someone, like, did an interview on him, and he is just so, like, the fact that, like, his wife, obviously, like, I'm not putting her down in any way, but, like, his wife is, I mean, like, obviously so talented at what she does. And then Jonathan Owens, I think is his name, is married to Simone Biles and is putting her down. And this man is, like, every ounce he can get hyping up his wife and just, like, making sure her name gets out there. And, like, the way it should be, it's just, like, the juxtaposition of the two couples is insane to me. That, I think, is the extent of NFL talk that I have. The Bills play tomorrow. They play the Chiefs. Hopefully by the time you're listening to this.
Have you seen all the jokes that Taylor isn't allowed to go because the Bills are going to sacrifice her in the pit for the game?
Have you seen that? It's
so funny. Okay, moving on from football. J.C. Marie Smith, we have had her on the podcast, has announced that she is pregnant, and I'm so excited for her, but she literally broke the internet. Like, the amount of times I saw her photo posted on other people's story, like, it was so insane. But I'm so happy for them. I can't imagine what that, I mean, I can imagine it only from someone who's watched her videos. But she is also, side note, her and Leif are just so talented. Like, the way that they edited those, like, and, like, produced them, and, like, the storytelling of it all. Like, she took raw footage of a very real life situation with IVF and, like, turned it into, like, a show. Like, it was, like, episodes, and it was so well done and
so informative. Honestly, I didn't know hardly anything about IVF, honestly.
Just so well done. They're just very talented. But I just can't get over, like, I mean, I think it's because it's been such a long time coming, and she's been so open about, like, her fertility struggles. But if you haven't watched those, I recommend watching her YouTube videos on that. She has, like, how many episodes? 4 or 5?
I think it's IVF 5. Journey. I think 5 is the final.
And they're really good. But, and her maternity photos that she posted for her pregnancy announcement that Tyson took are also really pretty. Anything to add to that, Gab? We were on it. Like, the FBI second it came out, Gabby would message me and was like, it's out. You need to watch it.
Because we knew.
And she would send.
We had a feeling, obviously, that, like, by the time these were posted, she most likely, like, was pregnant. So
we were hoping, but you never know.
So we were just, like, waiting with every episode, like literally refreshing, going FBI until, like, when is she saying she's posting these? Like, the second it was posted, texting each other.
Oh my gosh, Gabby sent me a text because she knew I couldn't watch it, and she did the, like, hidden text thing, and she was like, only look at that after you've seen it. Like, she had to get her thoughts out to me, but she didn't want to spoil it. That is probably, like, the first time in a while that we've been so equally invested in something that it's like the second it comes out, we have to watch it and know what's going on.
Because it was just, well, every episode crazy. Is just called, like, IVF journey episode whatever. So, like,
and they all end on cliffhangers.
Yeah, so you never knew what was coming. And we were just, like, so, like, hopeful, and just obviously because, like, they deserve it so much. Just, like, with every episode, so excited. Like, oh my God, is this finally going to be the announcement? So, yeah, we were going, like, full detective mode on every video that was posted. And finally then, when it, yeah. Well, I don't want to, I mean, I'm acting like it's like a movie or something, but yeah, obviously we just said they're pregnant, so just so excited for them.
Timothy Chalamet and Kylie Jenner at the Golden Globes. I am uncomfortable watching that. What's the age of them?
I missed this.
She just looks so out of place, so like.
What's the age of them, do you know? Off the top, how old's Kylie? Is she your age?
She's 26, she's a year older than me, and Timothy Chalamet is 28.
Oh, wow.
Oh, so they're close.
They just, like, look so... Let me see if I can find it to
what
show
What happened
Mom.
At the awards with them? Anything?
No, they just, no. like... No,
it's just, like, cameraman. The camera zoomed up on them, like, talking and kissing, and it's just so awkward to me.
But it looks, like, people... It looks real to me. Like, it looks...
No, I don't think it's a publicity stunt. It's just, like... It's just so weird and out of character for her. Like, she does not date guys like Timothée Chalamet. And they're just, like... I don't know. She's just, like, playing with his, like, the way they kiss, though, I will say, it's very, like, awkward. Like, she doesn't use her lips. Did you see that?
Why, they have a close-up of their kiss?
But my other thought is, like, she probably just, like, didn't want to do PDA. Like, at Golden Globes.
No, but I don't think they knew the camera was on them.
Yeah, but still, regardless like, of the camera, they're at this, like, awards event. Like, this big.
Yeah.
Yes, but they're very famous people. I don't know.
Which is probably why. I mean, I feel like we don't ever see Kylie Jenner with PDA, like, for anyone. So that's why I'm saying, like, I don't think she's...
I mean, hey, I'm not a big PDA
...that kind
person,
of person, so...
I just can't believe, like, I'm watching Homeland, and I forget that Timothée Chalamet is in it as a kid, and I'm like, oh my gosh, this is the same guy that's dating Kylie Jenner right now. Like, just crazy. And now he's Willy Wonka. Who would have thought?
Well, that's another movie we have to see. There's so many movies in theaters. Like, I feel like this is the most new movies.
Yeah,
because
the writer's strike
movies
came
in theater
out,
right now.
And now they're...
Yeah, but, like, in
and
years.
Well, COVID. Like. People didn't go to the movie theater for a very long time. I feel like people are just starting to want to go back.
I guess.
Also, because Netflix is kicking people off.
True.
Okay, the next one is the Ace Family. I just know of them because Gabby used to watch
Gabby
them
used to
religiously.
Watch them all the time.
I haven't watched them, though, now since, like,
did
their
they live
second
in Miami?
Kid. No.
L.A.?
They always lived in L.A., oh. Yeah.
So but, how many kids do they have now?
I think just three, but they're, like, old. Not, okay, not old,
well,
but, like, compared to,
to
when I watched them, yeah.
When Gabby right. watched them, they were babies, but I never watched their videos. I only saw them in passing.
You have to
but, like,
show
when
me
you watched, that. Like, was he bad to her? Because, like, everyone's coming out being like, oh, finally.
Well, he just always seemed a little odd. Like, you could tell he was very much so doing things for video, for the publicity, for the fame. There was lots of stories coming out about scandals of him cheating on her. Like, people would, like, literally see him at clubs with, like, other people supposedly, like, forcefully putting himself on other people. I don't know about those, like, allegations. I've never really, like, looked into the stories, but I know it was, like, big that there was, like, lots of stories coming up through the years that he was just, like, not being good to her. Like, not faithful, just, she always seemed like she kind of just held the family down, like, was always doing stuff for the kids and always, I know there was one clip, and this was already after I stopped watching them, that came out that wasn't edited out when it was posted, and they, like, go to start their video, and he, like, says something, and he's, like, starting to talk bad about, like, the way his hair looks, and she looked at him, and she was, like, we're filming, like, don't talk about that, and he just starts, like, cursing her out, and, like, I don't know, that clip was posted, so that's on, like, TikTok, you can find it, but
interesting.
She just recently announced that they're getting a divorce, which I think is the best thing for her, for sure.
All the comments on her post about the divorce are, like, yes, queen, we're so excited for this for you, and all the ones on him are, like, finally, she got rid of you.
Yeah, like, I do like, think it was
interesting.
Better for her, probably better for the kids in the long run. I hope they have an amicable divorce for the sake of the kids, and everything is...
That sucks, well though. That. Like, imagine if you're those kids and everyone on the internet... No, but then again, like, it sucks because your dad's a scumbag, so I don't know. Like,
right.
That sucks.
Other thing, I mean, on that kind of family channel thing, the LeBrants are having, like, a seventh child. They're having another one.
I mean, that does not all
What do they have
me.
Right now? 1, 2, 3, 4. They're having their fifth.
That doesn't surprise me at all for them. What do you mean? They're probably going to have even more. Like, they just keep having kids and putting them in dance videos. I don't know why that's shocking to you. And they, what are their names? The kids.
Everly, Posey, Zealand, Sunday.
Okay, the next one's probably going to be Sunshine. Or
no, that's too close to Sunday.
Dandelion.
I know. What do you think it's going to be?
Dandelion.
Dandelion.
Okay, we'll see.
Call her Dandy for short. Is it a girl or a boy?
I don't know if we know yet.
Oh, okay. Next, Casey Anthony's parents came out with a documentary. Did you watch the Peacock one?
No, I
okay,
still
well,
didn't.
It's just Casey lying some more, honestly. And so her parents, I also can't believe, can you believe that these people just live in Orlando and West Palm and they just, like, go out in public? Like, I don't know what I would do if I saw Casey Anthony at the grocery store.
Right.
Oh, my God. She's, like, the most hated woman in America.
Okay, wait. Give me a synopsis in 30 seconds. Casey Anthony story.
Her daughter went missing for 31 days, her 3-year-old daughter, Kaylee. She didn't report her missing until the 31 days later when her mom found her and found out she was, like, stealing gasoline and using the family car. And
don't
her mom
think it's the dad?
No, Casey's telling people it's her dad. And
okay, but
she went out partying, got a tattoo. There's searches for chloroform on her thing. Okay. There's
dead, though, right?
Yes,
but
it's
no
so
one has been
crazy
charged
to me that
at all.
No, well, she was on trial and they found her not guilty. The
okay,
jury
that's what
because
I
they said that just there just wasn't enough evidence. But can you believe Kaylee would
so
have been
her
like
own parents
20?
Think she did it?
Oh, okay.
Kaylee
so
would
that's
have been
what
like
I thought. I
was, isn't that so
it
sad
that
and crazy?
Long ago. Yeah,
yeah,
I
was that
remember
long
the
ago
story back then.
You should have to, like, pass a test to be a parent.
Well, unfortunately, that's not the case. But, so, anyways, she had a Peacock documentary where she basically
she
then started saying, like,
okay,
her dad sexually
thought
abused her, and, like, he did it to Kaylee, and he definitely was, you know, the whole thing behind this. Her parents had not watched the documentary. Obviously, they know that she went on there and slammed them, but they hadn't watched it. So, they did a lie detector test, and basically the FBI asked them, like, the dads were questions like, have you ever sexually abused Kaylee? Have you ever sexually abused Casey? Did you know about this? Blah, blah, blah. The moms were, because the whole, they always said, like, the mom knew one of them did it and just covered it up for the sake of the family. So that's what they kind of asked her. And then they reacted to it on this, like, documentary. And I don't know. I think that they're all
in on it or
no?
No,
I think they're all just, crazy, like, a little bit off. And, like, it's just a terrible situation. But I don't know. There's jury members that even come out and say, like, you weren't in that courtroom, you don't understand, like, to put someone to the death penalty without, like, having good proof, and, like, but
I mean, I'm sure,
and also so many things didn't come out in the courtroom, and things came out later, like, the search history, they didn't bring that up, but the prosecutor didn't bring that up in the courtroom, like,
I mean, the defense attorney was probably, like,
Jose Baez is a very big known defense attorney.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's that, but there's a new documentary out, I think it's on, like, A&E or something, but it's been such a long time, but if you want to see that, it's out. And last but not least, we're going to end it here. The UDA dances that are on TikTok this year.
Unreal.
Minnesota's turns. That's really all I have to say. I told
yeah,
Sean. He was,
amazing.
Well, I heard that sound, and I was like, are you watching the dance team right now? He's like, yeah. And I was like, aren't those turns unreal? He's like, I mean, I don't know. They look hard. And I'm like, well, get up and try them right now, and you tell me.
Yeah. Oh, that was probably funny.
He didn't do it. He told me he would hurt
and
himself.
And then they got second. Which Ohio State, I mean, they were really good too, but I don't know. I don't really know what the score sheet looks like on UDA either, so I'm sure there's probably a bunch of other categories that Ohio State was probably better in, but Minnesota was just,
and what was
they just turned and turned and turned and turned and turned and turned.
The Michael Jackson one?
LSU hip-hop, yeah. Mm. Just so in sync. But, all right, we've been talking for over an hour.
Oh,
you guys
my
wanted longer episodes. Here's a longer one. My throat hurts, and we need to go to bed. So I hope you guys enjoyed this. As always, chat with us over on the Instagram. Leave a rating and review if you haven't already. That would be great. And we'll see you next week on Outgoing.
Without going out.
Bye.
Bye.